Danny, what's your shirt say?
Just a girl who loves rats.
Sorry I asked. Sorry I asked.
I need one that says, just a guy that loves cats. Oh, actually, that's gross.
Rats.
You went there. Oh. You went there.
As I said it, I was like, oh, fuck.
Always makes things sexual.
Yeah, you went there. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Can We Save the Cat, your weekly Writers' Room and Entertainment podcast, where we take three random thoughts or ideas, pick one, and over the course of about 30 minutes or so, develop it into the next big thing. I am Brian Hayes, writer, actor, and producer.
I'm Danny Hanks, writer and director.
I'm Jess Eugene, producer and writer.
I like when I start it because we don't have to say co-hosts.
We always like when you start it because we don't have to start it.
There we go.
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of want to look through and figure out how many of the intros each of us have done, because I'm guessing I'm at like 10 at least. I get nervous every time.
I feel like actually Justin has done so many of them.
Because they're wrong.
So I feel like all of the good episodes, Justin does the intro for, and then I have to send them to people, and I have to be like, I'm so sorry. I have to be like, this does not introduce the podcast. I'm so sorry.
This does not dictate what we are.
Yeah.
We're way more professional for sure.
Oh my goodness. So I had a 7.5 hour car ride, and I spent a good probably 11 hours of that 14 to 15 hours in the car listening to our podcast, like old episodes, because I edit our podcast. And so I spend anywhere from 5 to 8 hours with these episodes. I don't want to listen to them after I finish editing it. So I listened to I knocked out a ton of our episodes, and I loved Stoopmates. Like, I love that concept and that episode so much. That is one of my favorite episodes that we've done.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I still think Yo Video's the top.
Yo Video's
after
good.
After listening to Stoopmates, listen to them back to back, and I was like, which one do I list first?
Yo Video has so much drama behind it, though. Like, Yo Video's like 2 episodes long because, like, it comes back and it had so much drama. Like, there was just so much. It's just so funny because of the drama with it.
That's true. However, if we're talking about something that could sell tomorrow, I would do Stoopmates.
I would do Finternet.
I mean, hey, I would do Finternet, the one that we didn't pick.
If we had a meeting with an executive and they said, bring me your best pitch from the podcast, you know what I would go with? Little Miss Moneymaker.
I know you would.
Oh my God. It would depend on the executive.
Depend on which studio.
That shit had so much commercial appeal. I was listening to it and I was like, this would take 2 days to write the entire thing.
Like, that makes me so upset.
That's so sad sounding.
It kind of is. And I think both of y'all scratched that. Oh no, Justin saved it.
I think I scratched it.
No, you saved it. I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Yeah, you saved it. I definitely scratched it. I was like, I couldn't write this.
We should do an episode where we literally rank best to worst.
Oh, we should. That would be fun. Should do. Oh, you know what we should do? How many things do you need to have a bracket?
We could do 32 of non-guest episodes.
There we go.
That would
when
be
when we
fun.
Hit our 32 non-guest episodes, we got to do a bracket. It'll be our bonus on Patreon.
Who's doing the seating?
Random.
Oh God, that's awesome.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Assign everything a number, do a random order.
Boom. Love it so much. So we are going to do a bonus 20 to 30 minute episode ranking our favorite 32. God, I wish we would have thought of this and had more episodes for March, because this would have been a great synergy with March Madness. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, next year.
Because we have so many sports followers in this podcast.
I'm sure we
don't. Yeah, truly.
Yeah. Everybody's about the sports in here.
Yeah, the sports writers room crossover is probably not as high.
Nobody, still, to this day, nobody has been able to answer my simplest question. Why is it 7 points in football?
It's not 7 points, it's 6 points.
With the plus one for the whatever. Why?
You have an opportunity to add extra points.
Why is it 6 points? Why isn't it 12 points.
Was it?
Why isn't it?
Who did make the scale? Because a safety's 2, a field goal's 3. There's no 4 or 5 point plays. So it's 2.
I do believe the field was originally 60 yards. So that could have been it.
That would be interesting.
It's 100 yards now.
Interesting.
Yeah, because there's 1, 2, 3, 6. Yeah. There's no...
Like, a lot of things have changed. Like, there didn't used to... Like, field goals weren't originally there, like the 1 point you get. So, like, they've added things to it. And I think they've had to add points to it to make it... Things.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean...
That's my best guess, Danny.
It's the best answer I've ever gotten. Still a pretty bad answer.
Wow.
It's better than no answer.
Wow. Justin, I applaud you. Golf clap for giving an answer to that, because Danny just immediately was like, burning garbage.
Should we get into some pitches?
Let's do it.
I will start. Once again, I am pitching a TV show because that's what's selling right now, and I feel like we should be jumping on it a little more.
Stoop mates.
I'm going to pull a little bit from Danny's past in this one, but not exactly. So, Danny, don't even think that I stole your idea. It's just happened to steal a piece of it.
Okay.
So, I would like to do a college TV show about a college football player who comes out as gay, and kind of like that experience of going through super high intense sports, like the whole stigma behind it, and then how like that can grow and create relationships and still be okay with like coming out in like a football locker room and being gay and stuff like that. I think it could be a funny or dramatic TV show.
What part of this pulls from my past?
The cheerleader thing.
Danny, do you remember when you were a gay Division I college football
not
player
your actual
and you
past,
came
a
out?
Past pitch. No, a past pitch. Oh my God.
I thought you meant my personal life, and that's why I was worried. And then you were like, gay football player. And I was like, what?
No.
Oh my gosh.
God, Danny, what to make things weird.
Okay.
No, didn't you have a football cheerleader pitch or something?
Yeah, cheerleader, yeah. Lesbian cheerleader, and star
football
player.
I thought there was like a football thing too involved with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the football quarterback and lesbian cheerleader.
Yes, that was.
And the quarterback was a woman.
I just thought you would reference that, like that you did something similar, and I was like, okay. I was like, there are some similarities, but I don't think it's the same idea.
Thank you for the clarification. I do appreciate it, because I was confused for a second. Like, when was I a Division I gay football player?
I never said he was Division I. I said he was college, okay?
Well, whatever. Gonna make a TV show, gotta pick the top tier.
I would like to say to everyone out there, there's nothing wrong Division II or Division III, guys.
There is absolutely nothing wrong.
Don't let Danny's intelligence
there
hate on you.
There is absolutely everything wrong with college sports in general, but
well,
that is
that's
just
a different conversation. Different
just because Danny went to a premier school, don't let them knock you down, okay? You can be a great person and not go to these amazing schools.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we had like a freaking chess team. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
All right. Speaking of chess teams, Brian.
Whoa.
Your segues are just on point. All right. So this one is my pitch is coming to us from a listener who gave me this recommendation. So as always, if you have any recommendations, feel free to hit us up and we'll read them out on the air. If you want to be shouted out, let us know. Shouted, shot, shoot, shoot. Anyways, let us know if you want us to name drop you. This person did not, but their pitch is a person fed up with how much technology has taken over their lives from the year 2020 is taken back to the 1990s when technology is just beginning to boom with one mission in mind. Stop Google.
Okay.
Kind of sounds like a different version of Future Man.
Haven't seen that show?
I also haven't seen it.
It's like an action comedy. It's all right.
All right. Fair.
All right. Well, I have a fun one that a friend of mine mentioned.
I vote for Brian.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Wow. You were pitching stuff?
I think it's very fun, but we'll see. And this could be either a movie in the vein of Mascots or a TV show in the vein of like following any of Netflix's Blown Away, Glow Up, any of their craft TV shows, but a mockumentary taxidermy show where every episode, or I guess if it's over the course of a movie, there are these taxidermists who have to compete And the last one is you have to make a legendary animal out of the skins. And you can just imagine all of these different people from different walks of life. You know, you're going to have the city taxidermist. You're going to have the guy who just finds roadkill. You're going to have all these quirky characters. And at the start, it's like 3, 2, 1, go. And it's like Cutthroat Kitchen. They all run into the freezer that's just full of dead animals. And they have to like grab them and bring them back to their tables and like make this legendary animal out of these skins. And there's so much drama. And yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun. So that's my pitch. Mockumentary taxidermy show.
Shout out to @DarkMindPro, aka Pablo Lopez, with his pitch, Chocolate Harmony, which we already did. Basically the same thing.
No, that's so different. Oh my God, chocolatier who uses blood versus a bunch of taxidermists trying to make a legendary animal out of...
If you remember where we went with it, we ended up doing like a competition show where each character was kind of quirky, but he was like our main focus, which is what we would end up doing if it were like a mascots type thing.
No, it would be totally like Best in Show. You would have a number of people.
Yeah, that's what we did with Chocolate Harmony.
Brian... There is more than one Christopher Guest movie that exists in the world. I don't know why you're so salty, just because it's a good idea.
Whoa. I never said I was salty. Wow. So I guess you don't want my vote. I was just making the comparison. It sounds like somebody doesn't want my vote. So let's go ahead and get going. Reverse order. Danny. No. It's fine.
Danny. But I really wanted to.
The awkward thing about this is you both pitched fan ideas.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So we're shutting down at least one fan idea.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
I mean, I've pitched like 3 or 4 fan ideas, and we haven't chosen any.
But it was always, I always felt better when it was one, now there's two, and it's like, oh, I feel like there's two now.
I mean, for what it's worth, this isn't a fan, this is just a friend.
Ow.
For what it's worth, I hope all your friends are fans of you, and you are on the show.
Yes. Aw, that's sweet.
I do think he is a fan in his own way.
Danny, make your gosh darn pick.
Okay. So I'm going to vote for Brian's, and here is why. I was actually, and I might come back with this, but I was actually going to pitch a spy movie in the 1990s, early 2000s, where like the major piece of the puzzle was in Yahoo Answers. Since they just got rid of Yahoo Answers, like it's a secret code in this one answer of Yahoo Answers. So I'm going to pick Brian's just because I feel like we could throw that in there and it would be a great comedy.
That's fair. You know, I am actually going to choose Danny's. I like Justin's a lot, but I actually think it's a little thin for a TV show. I think we would need a lot more there. It could work as a movie, but like Danny said, there's a bunch of Christopher Guest movies, and I did really enjoy Pablo's episode. I actually 100% would have gone with Justin's had Danny pitched literally anything else, but I liked Pablo's episode so much, and our idea of the bracket, we could use this as, since we're not using guests, we could slot it in for Chocolate Harmony. So
yeah. All right, Justin, it's down to you.
Tough one. I got one friend and one fan.
Oh, come on. Don't let that taint your judgment. Pick the better pitch.
Which we all know he will.
I usually don't pick the pitch I think is the worst. It's not really my style. I do agree with Brian's, like, I think mine needs to be fleshed out more, but I mean, that's the whole idea of this, right?
Yeah, right.
I like Danny's in a way, but I also think, I don't know, I just feel like if it was pitched differently, I think I would be into it. I think it also would be an amazing reality show.
Yeah, that's true. What do you mean pitch differently?
I don't know. I just feel like the way you pitched it, I was like, it's there for me, but it's not like 100% like I wanted it. I was like, there's something about it I like, but Brian's I like a lot just because I've seen Future Man, and I feel like there was so much comedy in a show I thought was stupid like that. So I do think a show like this, even though like I think the concept may sound a little dumb, it can be a lot of fun. So I'm going to choose Brian's or whoever pitched it, per se.
Cool. Cool. Well, thank you, fan, for sending that in. Here's the thing that I wanted to hold off on, but I actually think with this pitch, I think it would work better as a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I think you could deal with or play with the going back in time and kind of having to go through, especially I don't understand, I haven't seen Future Man, so I don't know for sure.
What happens there is they go back in time and fix something, and then they come back and they screwed so much up while they were fixing stuff, they go back and fix things again. Like it's like any TV show, there's an easy way to come back and do that stuff.
See, I like the idea of somebody going back in time, but maybe they can hop from time to time. And that's, I don't know if Future Man played with that, but I like the idea of them being able to go, maybe they start in the 90s and they're we got to go further back. And then it's to the 70s and they're it's a little too far. But the whole time they're dealing with stopping technology. It would be fun to just pop into the early 90s and play with that. So
you should really go watch Future Man because everything you described is kind of what they're doing.
Well,
so he beats a video game. And whoever beat the video game was, considered the chosen one who could, save the future. Because, he had the ability to, beat this one-person shooter game or whatever it was. So they pop in throughout a time to try to fix things, and, it never really fully works.
Gotcha.
Well, sounds like someone's already done this.
No!
They've done it in a way.
Someone's already done it.
So he didn't go back to, stop technology. He went back to stop a certain event.
Okay, so that's
It's definitely going to have some similarities. I think the funny part about theirs was he was literally a high school janitor.
So
I'm going to throw it back in. What if it's a nun?
Oh my God.
I'm in.
I see it.
That would be hilarious.
I see this as something more of she is a... This is going to sound really, really stupid.
Is this person going to be younger, older? Where do we feel at?
I think younger-ish. I think
high school, college?
College.
Okay.
College age. I think she's just so fed up. She's in our society, she doesn't have an Instagram. She doesn't have
She's not in the talk.
She's not on the talk. Very granola, very one with the earth kind of a lifestyle. But
is this officially Danny Hanks?
That's not me. Oh my
Danny,
God.
No.
Down on technology.
No, I'm thinking more
I am good at technology. I'm not good at social media. Those are two separate things.
I feel like that's what he was talking about, though.
No, I think it's everything. So I think she's everything. Very she wishes she were born in the 60s, very hippie, very, I was saying, granola.
Back when women had no rights.
Well,
great call. I always think that comment to me is always funny. I wish I was born this generation. I was I don't think you do.
Sounds like the pilot is literally going to be, she creates a time machine, goes back to the 60s, realizes it's shit, and then instead decides to stop Google from happening in the 90s to change her.
I think that'd be great.
Present
because,
reality.
Yeah, so basically
I don't
she's
think she makes
younger.
One though. She definitely finds it on accident.
That's what I was going to say. So she's very much a Seattle hippie kind of a person, very Portlandia, wishes technology weren't as involved in our lives. But at the same time, she works for a major tech company. And so in her mind, she's I'm going to stop this from happening. But she's very much retro, she's very vintage, very hipster type.
Can
so,
she be a barista at one of Google's big buildings?
Sure. That would be hilarious.
She doesn't work for the tech company. She just
she goes down
to
the cellar door and finds she finds a time machine in the cellar door.
Oh my God.
And she has Alzheimer's.
Yes.
God. So I think that'd be hilarious. She goes back to the 60s, realizes maybe she's a person of color too. Yeah, maybe she's queer or something. And she goes back, she's like, this is the fucking worst. And so then she's new mission, I'm going to stop Google. Or, it's a TV show, so we'll have to call it Jangle or something like that.
Could every episode she almost tries to fix what's wrong with that current situation, that time period, whether it be voting rights, things like that. Can you make that funny or does it just have to be dramatic?
No, so I was thinking it is a comedy, but my idea of the comedy would be sort of
and
Danny
Google
was
is
saying
her ultimate final destination in the season final.
Well, so what I was going to say is I was thinking like Danny, like there's a piece of code or something that she knows is embedded at this facility or something. So it's kind of like, it's very much a straightforward comedy, but there are like some dramatic spy kind of elements to it. And so I think a part of it would be like an Ocean's 11 type. She's got to build her team to go to Google. So that's where we get our secondary characters and everything and love interests or whatever the case may be. I think in my mind, there are people chasing her from the future because they...
Google.
Yeah, sure. Jangle, our search engine of our TV area, because we can't call it Google.
Jangle.
The Jangle Assassins.
Yeah, they basically have their own team that's sent to kill her and find her. But like, I mean, it's very comedy, so it's done very kind of like lighthearted, I guess.
So can we find out that Jangle used their time machine to become who they are?
Ooh, that would be good.
And that's kind of the twist. Like, it was never supposed to be like this anyways. Like, and then we originally, like, she's trying to find the original timeline. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I love that.
Mid-season reveal.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be season finale. So in TV
shows, anytime they do a time travel, there's always time cops, right? That are, like, trying to keep things. I think the new Loki show deals with making sure everything is on.
Yeah, I get it.
The way the timeline is supposed to be. So I think it would be interesting if instead of that, the company has like the force that's sent back because they don't want anybody messing with them. And I think that would be a great reason why they have those cops to make sure that because they stole the tech from the future anyways. And that's I think that's interesting.
Okay. So concept, what if at least in the first few episodes or in the first episode, I guess, if we're going to do this an hour and it can be part of the pilot, she at first has like a few things that she tries to change. Mm-hmm. So she like discovers this one thing and she's like, okay, I bet if I change this one thing, then everything will be different. And then she goes back, she changes the one thing, she comes back and like things are a little bit different, but the vibe is the same. And so that's part of the comedy is like every time she goes back, something's changed, but not what she wanted to change.
Yeah.
And then that's when she discovers, you know, halfway through the season or whatever, she discovers the long haul of like, there's a secret. And Google knows actually, or Jangle knows actually what we need to change because they stole technology from the future and brought it back to the present.
Or so we could play with this idea that the TV show, especially the first season, is kind of divided into two parts. Let's say it's 8 episodes. The first 3 or 4 episodes is her traveling back, like you said, fixing things and then coming back. And it's not the way that she expected it to be changed. Around halfway through, she finds out that that's because the time force or whatever that Jangle has hired is keeping things on the path that succeeds for them. And so they're the ones that are actually like, even though she changes something, they're not allowing that to change because they're going back. I mean, we're playing with like timelines and stuff like that, but they're able to go back and fix it so that whenever she comes back to her present, somewhere in between. So like, let's say she goes to the 60s. Well, in this new timeline, Jangle goes to the 70s, fixes something else. And so when she goes back, like it doesn't, it's not fixed in the way that she thought, you know?
So of course, then the season thing is going to be, she's going to need to go back and stop the time machine from ever being built, which is going to...
Get her stuck in the time period.
Get her stuck in the timeline.
Which is going to be, so that's what I was going to say. So then when she figures this out, like mid-season finale or whatever, then she figures out when it is. Let's say it's 92 or something like that. And so the rest of the season and probably show for the most part takes place in 92. Because now she's trying to break in and figure out like how to stop this time machine from being built.
Okay.
What if we made this a 3-season show?
Yeah.
And that would be your final of the entire show. That's like the one time period she found of all the places. She's like, this is where I want to live. And like, she falls in love or whatever. And that's where they end it all.
I think it's going to end up being...
Part of me doesn't want to rush to get to that and kill the time machine.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we did 3 or 4 seasons, the first season would be around halfway. She finds out and she has to go to the 90s. And then that's where a large part of the rest of our show takes place. It can be assembling the team. Maybe somebody gets captured. And so they have to like travel around in 90s or whatever.
It almost feels like she would find out mid-season, right? And then she tries to stop Google. She can't. And then like she eventually figures out like she needs to stop the time machine. Because I feel like the time machine would be so hidden
right
in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. So at first, she's like, I've got to stop this company. And so the first season finale maybe is like, maybe she finds out midpoint that the time police are preventing her from changing anything. So she at first is like, I've got to stop the time police. Then at the end of season one, she realizes that she can't. That's when she's got to destroy the time machine. But the idea would be the majority of it takes place in this time, let's say 92, 93, whatever. The finale of the show would be she has to decide, go back and risk things like live her life the way it was, or stay in 92 or whatever forever. And it could be that, like, you know, so my idea was that she's super hippie, she's super hipster, and she's very much like, I think I was born in the wrong era, the 60s or whatever, and the 90s doesn't really fit her either. So she has to make this like personal choice of like accepting your surroundings around you, you know, like making the most of the situation that you're in. She's going to live in this time forever, but she's going to be able to stop the company from taking over, whatever the case.
Also knowing how good it can be if you like help people progress and like learn and stuff like that. So,
and of course she falls in love with the main
Ginger. Yeah, I agree.
Well, I was going to say like the main engineer on the time machine.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a good twist. Or maybe one of the time cops or something.
Yeah. Something like first season, she falls in love with the time cops. Second season, she falls in love with the main guy in the time machine. Third season, she's in the 90s.
There's definitely a love triangle at some point.
Yeah. Third season, she's still in the 90s. She sees on the horizon that this other company is making a time machine, or her boyfriend has created a time machine, and now she has to like decide what she's going to do with it, and like falls in love with someone else in the third season. That's actually a really good third season, bringing the heat to it, is that her boyfriend has made the time machine from season two.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting if she doesn't realize that she has to destroy the time machine until later in our series arc.
Yeah.
And then once she does, so we know it's kind of one of those, the audience is clued into this, but she's not. So we know that he's working on this time machine the whole time. That could be our big season one reveal, is that he's working on this time machine.
Right.
Then it's not until season three or whatever that she realizes and makes the determination that she has to destroy it. So part of it could be his conflict could be her or my work. And ultimately, like, he could kind of flip on her and become our main villain of that final season because he chooses his work. And the time cop who was originally sent to take her down, his decision could be my job or her, and he chooses her. And so it's like, that's how our love triangle kind of gets resolved.
I like that. The other thing is, and then that helps a lot because the time cop finally gets, in the last season, finally gets on her side.
Yeah.
And knows more about the time machine technology than she does. And they're like trying to build their own rival time machine that's more powerful to try to undo this other time machine.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, what you could play with for the reveal of the guy, you could have in the pilot, she, let's say Jangle is somebody's last name, right? And Jangle's the big company. She decides to go back and meet Albert Jangle or whatever, who founded Jangle. I hate
Jeff
so
Jangle.
Much. Jeff Jangle.
Jeff
of Jangle Incorporated.
Biz Jangles.
So she decides to go back, and that's who she ends up falling in love with, not knowing that he's the creator of the time machine. So you set that heat up in the pilot where we realize like, oh shit, he's the reason why this is all a problem.
Yeah.
And she was just trying to figure out the secrets.
I also think we could play with some dark comedy stuff because I feel like this might be too dark. Let me know. But I feel like she is obviously like, I mean, she's a barista at a huge tech company, right? And she's willingly stepping into this time machine to take down make a $1 billion company. She's like a little out there. So I think we could play with some really dark comedy time travel tropes where like maybe in one of the first episodes, because she's trying to fix stuff and go back, we could deal with her taking out people and stuff like that because she's trying to fix her life.
Yeah. I mean, I think in that case, you would have it almost be an accident and then become an unintended consequence. You know what I mean? Like, at first, she takes somebody out as an accident, just as a consequence of time travel. Like, somebody in the present doesn't exist anymore. And she's like, holy shit. And at first, it's really traumatic for her and she feels awful. But then she realizes, like, she has to do this. I think also, in order to make her not entirely selfish, the world needs to be a little bit more cynical than it is right now. Like, the present, quote unquote present, has to be really controlled by social media. Like, yeah, people are like what we have now, but just more transparent.
It's definitely a hyper realistic version of 2021 today. It's definitely,
there's so many dark holes you can go down, as long as you like just focus and stay specific with it.
Yeah. Like, we definitely want to establish that the world is similar to what it is today, but more polarized because of this company. So we're,
it's basically that one Netflix documentary about social media, but like, that's the present.
Yeah. So, okay. First few episodes are her going back, trying to change things, coming back, realizing nothing's changing. She's not giving up. Mid season, she realizes that this company that she works for is hiring people to go in after her and change it back to the way that it is meant to be for their company to succeed. She decides to stay in whatever time, let's say 91, 92, because she's going to stop the company, right? She's going to take on the company before they get super powerful. At the end of the season, she realizes that she can't. She realizes she has to go to the source and stop the time machine from happening. Season two, she's kind of building her team, all the while trying to evade the time cops that are sent after her. One of the time cops ends up falling in love for her. She, meanwhile, has fallen in love for her insider at the company, who ends up being the creator of the time machine. And season two finale, she realizes that he is the creator of the time machine, and now he has to make, she confronts him, he has to make a choice. He chooses the opposite, but at the last second, the time cop saves her and begins like his descent into good guy. So we have two flips. We have the previously good guy for two seasons, now he's bad, and the previously main villain is now good. And that's our third season carrying it into. She has to ultimately decide if she's going to stay there in that timeline or go, you know, her time cop has like a solution where they can run off and be together in an alternate universe where this company doesn't exist or whatever. So she has to make that decision.
Yeah. I mean, what I would say is, like, if we wanted to do that, I think the main heat for season three would be like, he as a time cop has been given, in case of emergency, has been given these like five flashbangs or whatever that are time flashbangs where you can transport to any time, but there's a limited number of them. And so they have to figure out the best way. It's like a number of golden bullets, silver bullets, whatever. They only have enough to do whatever. And then of course the tragedy at the end is like, do we live together and deal with the world, or do we live separately and fix everything?
Yeah, they've got one left, you know, right. And so only one of them can use it. And he basically gives it to her and is like, we can stay here in this timeline and fix things, or you can get away from here and I'll stay behind and I'll fix it. And obviously she's going to choose love and stay in the 90s. And
No.
It's not obvious. No. It's not obvious. Let's not make
it's
it
not,
obvious.
Okay, it's not obvious. Danny's like, selfish. Save yourself.
Save the world? Hello?
No, they both, so they both save the world, but one of them, she gets, so one of them is he stays behind and she leaves into whatever timeline, you know, whatever time frame, I should say. The other one is neither of them use it and she stays behind with him, but she one left.
I think it's more dramatic if she has to choose whether or not to use the last one to save the world or be with her love. Like, I don't think they should accomplish the goal and then it's like, does she go off and live her happy life or stay with him? I think it's like, she can either do what she set out to do.
Danny hates love.
I just think it's more dramatic. I think it's better that way. And then, of course, then you can have a season four of her trying to make her own time machine to try to get him back.
Classic American studio right here.
Okay.
We've pitched a three-season show. And then
season five, turns out somebody has stolen her time machine.
So that's if you want to continue it. If we're looking at a tight three seasons, my idea was...
Yeah, if you want to be on Lifetime.
No, my idea was you either have her use the flashbang and go back to her time, but now this company's gone because he stayed behind... Or she stays behind with him in this timeline. So basically, she gets to return to her normal time with her friends and her family, etc. Or she stays back behind in the 90s with him.
So here's my pitch, Danny.
Yeah.
We stay with Brian's idea. And if we come back for season four, then something we happens it. And she yep. had to use it.
That's what I think. So it's like, do we stop it at season three or do we allow for continuation?
It depends how many seasons you pitch. But I would like to say this off the bat. We just created a season. We've created three seasons of a TV show in 15 minutes. Danny created five.
Yeah, there we go.
I'd like to say that's a pretty good episode and pretty smooth.
Hire me now. Hashtag pre-WGA.
But I think we're ready for a title, it sounds like. I mean, I think we're good. I mean, we could get more in depth in it, like, but I think we got
I think we got the basis of it. We have a three-season arc.
We have, like, the bare bones. We don't really have the characters, but, like...
We have the main character.
Beating all that out is going to take too much time.
Well, I mean, it's a TV show.
We have
a
room for that anyway.
Exactly. So, I mean, we got we have our story, we have our concept, we have our main character, and we have ideas for our, you know, supporting character. So I think we're good.
All right.
Works for me.
Awesome. All right, Danny is going to leave us and go work on the log line. When she comes back, she'll pitch it, and we will decide if we save the cat or scratch it. All right, Danny, we'll see you in a bit.
Future woman. Hey, everyone. Just a quick reminder, as always, that these podcasts are for entertainment purposes only. These ideas are fresh, new, and sometimes submitted by you. Anything said is not meant to infringe on the copyright of any existing work of art, and everything is thought of during this show without any previous influence. If it sounds like something you've already seen or heard, what can I say? That's Hollywood, all out of fresh ideas. Thanks, and enjoy.
And we're back. Danny's going to pitch the logline. We're going to go around the virtual room and decide if we're going to save the cat or scratch it. All right, Danny, take it away.
Retro is a one-hour sci-fi dramedy series about a quirky young woman from 2021 who, upon realizing social media and technology have completely taken over our minds, travels back in time with one goal, destroy Google.
Awesome.
Love it. Brian thinks a lot.
I do. It's either a 51% save or a 51% scratch because it's right on the fence for me. But I just, no, you know what? I think I do save it, but it's a back of the folder save. It's a very back of the folder save. But I do agree with Justin. TV shows are in right now. We need more TV shows. I barely save this.
I am also on the fence. My biggest hesitation with sci-fi is that I immediately think of all of the problems and the issues, right? That's why I'm not a very big sci-fi person, just because I'm always like, oh, well, that wouldn't work. How does that work? How does that technology work?
Right.
What's going on there? So I actually think I scratch it. And I don't scratch things often, but...
When do? You scratch hard.
When I do, I scratch hard. I mean, here's what I would say. I think it has legs. I think somebody who is better with sci-fi could figure out all the details and could actually run with this, especially with my, you know, five seasons idea. And it's one of those things that I'm probably going to put it in a drawer and not look at it again.
Yeah.
So that's why I scratch it. It's just somebody else could write it better. I'd be in the room for it, but somebody else could write it better.
Fair.
All right, Justin.
I 100% save it.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I give it 5 stars. One.
Wow.
Because I think 8 episodes TV show can sell really easily. Two, I think it's sci-fi comedy. So to me, that's not like that hard to do because with the comedy, you can mess up the technology and stuff because it's funny.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the funny parts of it. Three, I mean, anytime you use like time travel like that, every episode could be just so dynamically different because like you could just choose a time period and use that as the environment as the episode. So I think writing it wouldn't be as hard as one would think. And you could see how quickly we got through three, basically five seasons. So like to me, it's kind of like one of those shows that like someone's willing to buy it. It's not a hard sell as long as they're like willing to like have that genre. I don't think it's going to be on CBS or ABC, like your Thursday night show. I think it's like got a great home at like a Netflix, a Hulu, things like that where like original content is great. But yeah, I mean, I also don't think it would be that hard to like budget either.
Yeah.
So I'm 100% on it. Like, I don't know if I put it at the front of my folder, but like, it's definitely like, if I'm going to a meeting, like I definitely have it ready to go.
And I think what you said is what flipped me from 51% scratch to 51% save, which is the idea that it is a comedy. And so therefore we don't have to focus as much on the science of it. Like we don't give a shit about the science. We're just saying like what we want to do because it's a comedy and we don't have to sit there and Christopher Nolan Interstellar explain all the science behind it. We can just do it and it works because it's a comedy. So that was actually in my head what I was thinking whenever I was like, no, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to save it, but it's barely because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think, I will say, I do think if it were to lean hard into comedy, I would be a good writer for that room. Otherwise, I would probably not be.
She scratches and now she wants in, Justin.
No, I said I said I'd still be in the room. I just wouldn't be like the showrunner, guys. I wouldn't be the one doing the main development.
So, I mean, I do think it's heart comedy with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Like it, the whole object of the show is to be funny. But underlying it all, there's like this nice either her love of that, you know, generation that she wants or her love of the character, whatever it might be. But like there's just like this underlying like heartwarming thing about the character. But the whole show is funny.
You know what it reminds me a hell of a lot of? Upload.
Sure.
Oh.
That exact style, you know.
Okay. I think it's even funnier than Upload in my mind.
Fair, fair.
Like
yeah.
I think Upload, there's like a real love story there.
Yeah.
But yes, I do agree with you. To me, it reminds me of like a little super corny love story, like that both characters are really nice, average people, but like with all this crazy sci-fi comedy in it.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know what I mean? Like, I think the comedy of like the timeline is just so easy to do. But yeah, I mean, I save it 100%.
Awesome.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to watch Upload this week and then I'll come back next week and be like, oh yeah, now I totally see that. But no.
Hey, Danny, okay, speaking of watching Upload, what did you watch last week?
So I watched Bombshell.
Oh yeah. Wait, I think you already said this.
Did I already say that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So Brian, would you like me to start?
You know what, Justin? Yes. Danny is MIA for the time being. So yeah, why don't you start? Justin, hey, what did you watch last week?
So I was on the way back from vacation. I was in South Beach. I watched the original version of Dune because I knew the new one's coming out soon. And I hadn't seen it in a long time. And you know what? It's still a pretty good movie, but I still think it was really short for what that book is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if one movie does that movie justice because it's a great movie, touches on some fun things. I do recognize, like, the special effects and costumes were not great, but I mean,
right,
for the time period it was in, like, I respect that. But great movie. I really hope they do a good job with the new one because, honestly, I don't think one movie's enough.
The new one's divided into two, right?
I did not know that.
I think they divided. I think it's two movies because of that.
In my mind, I feel like it's three, but, like, we'll see how two goes because the original is a long movie.
Right. Yeah, I think that'll be really interesting. I'm the exact same way as you. Danny, are you back? Do you have something? Do you want to share with the rest of the class?
So I have been catching up on RuPaul's Drag Race. We were a few episodes behind, and we got caught back up. Everything's great and funny, and go watch Drag Race. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, so I have been powering through. Oscar nominations have been out for a little bit now. So every year I've done it. I've done it every year since 2007, but since I've also gone back and watched every previous year's Best Picture nominees. But every year I watch all the Best Picture nominees. I watched Mank, the Netflix movie, Gary Oldman. It was actually a lot better than I thought it would be. I was going in kind of just like, oh, this is going to suck. I started it at like 10 o'clock at night. Really, really enjoyed it. Gary Oldman's performance was great. The thing I'll say is it ends up just being kind of like a standard biopic, but for the most part, I mean, David Fincher directed it. It was great. Gary Oldman did a great job. Amanda Seyfried did a great job. The script was pretty good, but it ended up being straightforward biopic, but it was just done in a cool way. So Mank, check it out on Netflix if you feel like it. Okay, well, Retro, gonna see this soon on your TV screens for 3 to 5 seasons. Danny's not gonna be a part of it.
Wow.
She just wants to be in the room where it happens, folks. And then for our What Are You Watching? We have RuPaul's Drag Race, Mank, and the 1980s version of Dune. Awesome. Thank you all so much for listening this week. Fan Pitch made it as the episode. So if you have any suggestions, feel free to hit us up at Can We Save Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much for listening and giving us feedback. As always, you can find me at Bredacted on the socials.
You can find me at Official Danny Hanks on Insta and at Danny_Hanks on Twitter. I'm more active on there these days. Hit me up.
Everyone go check out Danny's new show they're doing crowdfunding on, new zombie show. So check her out on social media. She'll have some of that stuff up. You can find me at Justin Eugene. And keep sending those things because Danny and Brian really need some new ideas. So keep sending your fan advice because they're really needing it lately. So keep sending them in. They're desperate. Like, share, subscribe. Wow. Love you all.
Yeah, I love you all more than I love Justin.
Oh, the shade at the end of the episode so we can just not respond is pretty impressive. All right. Thank you all so much. Have a great day.
Bye, everybody.